for me at a very young age because I was so entrenched in it from the beginning. Yeah, so I think that's why I came into philanthropy and realized very young that the fulfillment I would get here and the learnings I was getting here was not something that any corporate setting or anything else would bring me.
I think the next generation definitely brings in new energy. You know, it really gives a lot of motivation and power in the organization and to me personally to take it forward, you know, with a lot more energy and resource. You know, suddenly it's no longer just a project, but it's almost like a legacy that we are creating.
Hello and a warm welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors and businesses, professionals and of course, philanthropists who are disruptors yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. The values are as strong as the mission. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, moneycontrol.com and a host of other podcast streaming platforms and directories. Welcome to the fourth season of Catalyzing Change, The Power of Philanthropy, in collaboration with GivingPie, India's first family-focused philanthropy network. Dasra's research on philanthropy highlights that Indian families are an integral part of the Indian economy, contributing approximately 40% to private philanthropy. They contribute through personal giving and CSR initiatives by family-owned and family-run businesses. As wealth increases and transitions across generations, Indian families are reshaping the philanthropic landscape through investments in bold ideas, funding newer focus areas, and taking a more intentional, system-focused approach to giving. Over the last seasons, we have spotlighted how philanthropists are stepping up in often overlooked spaces, from mental health and gender equity to animal welfare and the arts. In this season, we look to the future. Through conversations with philanthropists and change makers, we'll explore emerging trends, fresh approaches, and what the signal for the evolving future of Indian philanthropy. This episode explores how family philanthropy is evolving as different generations come together with their own values, experiences, and of course, ways of thinking. It explores how families are blending legacy with fresh ideas and what it takes to collaborate across generations to drive meaningful long-term change. Joining us, Anupama and Sumana Dalmia. Anupama is the founder and director of Sikho Sikhao Foundation. Her daughter, Sumana, a business administration graduate from Emory University, serves as program manager at the foundation. Together, they're bridging education gaps and fostering holistic development in government schools in rural India. Welcome to the show, Anupama and Sumana. Delighted to have you here.
Thank you, Gaurav.
Thank you, Gaurav, for having us on this platform.
Anupama and Sumana, a common question to both of you. First, maybe Anupama, and then Sumana, you can weigh in with your views. You know, what first brought you into the philanthropy space and how did your family values shape that journey?
I think family values are very important in this area of philanthropy. I grew up in a family where both my parents were deeply entrenched into it. I mean, my mother to date is still working with women of NGOs. And growing up, you know, the exciting weekend used to be my father taking us into a village, visiting remote areas. I think his idea of philanthropy was never about just writing a check. He was totally there and his excitement was palpable. So for my parents, it was never in an agenda. It was just who my parents are, and they continue to be so. So they keep working in this space, and that is what is exciting. A lot of excitement in their lives is revolving around this. And those are the values that got instilled into me, and that is what took me into my own journey of philanthropy.
Absolutely. Sumana, you know, you of course followed you have a similar journey so far as philanthropy is concerned, but you come from a different generation from the same family. what is it that shaped this journey for you, Sumana?
So I think for me, it was very similar to what my mother said. I think a lot of our values as a family have always been rooted in giving back. And a lot of conversations growing up revolved around how we can give back and how that creates deep meaning in life. So I think that was just the culture and the environment that was set up for us. For example, even for me, growing up, I visited a lot of villages with my grandfather. So I got to see the impact we could have firsthand. And I think something that was really valuable for me was that I was encouraged to see it more as a learning experience rather than as something that made me superior and I was giving back to someone who needed something. But I was encouraged to see it more as something that I could truly gain out of, that I could grow with. While also simultaneously contributing to society. So I think that really got me excited about the space. And I always saw it as something that was an integral part of my life rather than something that was on the side of everything else that was happening. So I think that's what brought me into the space. And I decided that the development sector was for me at a very young age because I was so entrenched in it from the beginning. Yeah, so I think that's why I came into philanthropy and realized very young that the fulfillment I would get here and the learnings I was getting here was not something that any corporate setting or anything else would bring me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anupama, tell me something about Sikho Sikhao Foundation. Just help us understand this. Tell us the story behind this foundation and what motivated you to start the foundation. Was it a slow process or was there a wow moment or a eureka moment and you thought, was there a trigger that you thought that actually ended up, behind the creation of this project was a certain incident, a trigger, or is it just something that happened over a period of time?
Thank you, Varav. Actually, I got married quite young and I haven't really done, anything after graduation, which I also did through correspondence. I think, like I shared with you, I was already exposed to social impact and villages, children from the villages. I'm actually an interior decorator by profession. What made me transition into this space was that need to do something more. And I started volunteering in Delhi with some migrant schools. This led to an idea of doing some remedial work in rural villages next to our factory. This started with just four villages, four schools. And I think it is just destiny that I happened to meet my mentor, Shija, who introduced me to systemic learning. The journey was very interesting because I don't think I was really aware of or even thought that I would ever be working with the government in partnership with the government. What was interesting about my journey was it wasn't a ready-made project that was given to me. It wasn't a ready-made idea. Rather, it was growing into the idea of really getting to know what was the need, what would really make an impact, asking the right questions, and then finding solutions and then making our own path to where we are today, in 13 districts, creating models all over the state, having a dialogue at the state level, and, making an impact which genuinely supports children in the long term. Really learning to listen, understand, and support with lived experiences right from the grassroots level to the district level. Finding solutions to a problem that suddenly, I've started owning that problem. It's not about what I can do, but also finding the solution to a problem which has become my own now. That is giving an opportunity to every child of my country. I think with Sikho Sikhao's growth, I personally have also grown a lot.
Absolutely, Anupama. You know, Sumana, you did talk about what brought you to the development sector, the journey. But how did you become, a part of Sikho Sikhao? Was it always the plan? Or because it was being run by your family, it was more familiar? And then it was a natural progression of sorts for you.
It definitely wasn't always the plan. I think, as I mentioned earlier, I was always sure of being in the development sector, but I wasn't sure what exactly in the development sector I wanted to delve into. So my passion actually started with wanting to do something in women's health and hygiene, specifically with menstrual health. And I was very passionate about that. I was quite sure that that's what I wanted to do after I graduated from college. But when I came back, my mom had already founded Seeko Sikhao in 2019, and I graduated in 2021. And I'd always kind of been part of the discussions revolving around Seeko Sikhao. So I kind of had an idea of what Seeko Sikhao was doing, but I'd never really gotten entrenched in the work at all. So when I came back and I was kind of exploring menstrual health and hygiene, I also decided to explore education because I realized that that was also a key factor that affected menstrual health and hygiene. So when I came back, I decided that I wanted to visit the villages that we were working in and actually see Seeko Sikhao work firsthand before I made any decision about what I wanted to do with my future, since that opportunity was readily available. So when I actually went on ground, I think that is what sold me on Seeko Sikhao and made me make my final decision. So the first time I went, I actually attended a Gram Panchayat meeting, which our team was helping facilitate. And just in that one meeting, I was able to see the power of a community coming together, sitting together and having a conversation. And the power of having data presented in a certain way so that things can move based on information that was already available. And in that meeting, I saw people from rural areas discussing education and discussing it in a very deep and thoughtful way. I feel like in our bubbles in urban areas, sometimes we feel that, oh, they don't understand the importance of education or they're not aware. But that bubble completely burst for me when I attended that meeting. And the kinds of changes that came just from that one meeting, for example, the Pradhan had to promise to build playgrounds in several schools, to build boundary walls for funds that were already available but were just not getting used. And this happened just because some people came together and sat in the room and talked about it. So I think seeing that impact really sold me on Seeko Sikhao and made me realize this was the route to fix the system, and it would eventually tackle all issues, that education was the base and getting people to come together and talk was the base to solving any problem in the world, irrespective of what it is. So I think that's what really sold me on Seeko Sikhao. And after that visit, I decided that I wanted to dedicate my life to this. And I've been totally entrenched in the work since. And I think it's been an incredible learning journey. I can say how much I have learned here, I probably wouldn't have learned anywhere else.
My next question, of course, is an intergenerational question. And to both of you, first to Anupama and later Sumana, you can weigh in with your own experience and views on this. What is it like to work together as a mother and a daughter in the same organization? Because both of you are working as professionals and you are also two leaders with, and both of you have very different lived experiences. Do you have some kind of a reporting relationship, or how does it work? And how do you keep the two experiences and the layers separate, both home and the work front? Anupama, first to you.
I think what I learned is to let go of being right. Because, you know, with children, we always feel we know better. And we have a very equal relationship with each other when it comes to the work front. We discuss most things together and come to decisions, you know, with discussion with each other, rather than it's not about giving instructions. It's more about discussion. What I really admire and about Sumana is that, you know, she's much more approachable. She wants to integrate into the system. She's her clarity of thought and her knowledge of technology has been great learning for me. So it's been a super experience for me.
Sumana, how has been your experience and how to go about it, keeping the home and work front different and also leading it together with your mother?
So I think overall it's been a great experience because I think we complement each other's strengths and weaknesses really well. I think the deep-rooted values and the clarity of vision that my mother brings is very important and really gives me that guiding factor in whatever decisions I make. And I feel like I can bring in some newer ways of thinking and can sometimes play the devil's advocate, which can also be helpful. And I think we've also figured out how to separate home and work a little, because of course that line can get a little blurred when you're working with family. But we've set certain boundaries for that, which works really well for us. But it was definitely also a challenge in the beginning, coming in as the founder's daughter, just finding my place at Seiko Sikhau. So I think that was definitely a challenge in the beginning, but I think integrating with the team and being just a member of Seiko Sikhau was very important to me. So I've been able to find that space, and I think it serves as a good link between the rest of the team and my mother, who of course is the founder as well. Yeah, so all in all, I think it's been a great experience, and I think belonging to the same family and having our bases be the same have been very advantageous for us.
Absolutely. How do you each see your role in shaping the future of Seiko Sikhau? What do you think the next generation brings to family philanthropy? And how are you navigating that together? Anupama, first to you.
Gaurav, I think the next generation definitely brings in new energy. It really gives a lot of motivation and power in the organization and to me personally to take it forward, with a lot more energy and resource. Suddenly it's no longer just a project, but it's almost like a legacy that we are creating.
Absolutely, Anupama. Sumana, how do you navigate it together? What role do you see for yourself in shaping the future of Seiko Sikhau? And you did allude to the kind of value that the next generation brings into family philanthropy. But what specifically do you see yourself in terms of a specific role here, so far as the foundation is concerned?
So I think Gaurav, the Seiko Sikhau has always been really close to my heart, because it's something I was informally a part of since its inception, and then of course formally a part of it for the last 3 years. But it's always felt like something that was completely mine, and so I definitely see myself staying with Seiko Sikhau for the future and seeing where it goes in the future, because I think the intention of Seiko Sikhau and the passion that we come with and our direction is correct. So I do think that it has a lot of scope, and how much I have learned at Seiko Sikhau, it has brought great value addition for me as an individual, and I can see that only growing exponentially over the future. So I definitely plan on remaining with Seiko Sikhau for the foreseeable future, and I think my role has also evolved since my involvement with Seiko Sikhau. Of course, when I came in, I had just graduated, so I was very fresh with my views and was still learning. But I feel like I've come a long way and definitely still have a long way to go. So I think evolving slowly with the foundation is something that has really worked for me. So I think that's where I see the future going.
Absolutely. Indeed, it has a long way to go. It has achieved quite a lot. Let's look into the future a bit. Let's look into the crystal ball. And we are all talking about Viksit Bharat 2047, and that's a very, very that's a goal that probably every Indian is looking towards, and it's going to be a major milestone. My question is more focused on family foundations, and how do you think can family foundations be more intentional in engaging their next generation in philanthropy? What advice would you offer others walking similar path, Anupma?
Yes, Gaurav, I think everybody's contribution is required to take our country into Viksit Bharat. And the only advice, more than advice, it's like the lived experience that I can share here, is that direct passion is what can inspire the next generation. So more than talk, more than what should happen or should not happen, I think one, I would give a lot of value to our own passion in the work, which can inspire the next generation. The second is to be able to involve them in a way where they have a say in what is happening, and being able to step aside and allowing them to blossom. That gives a lot of ownership, and ownership is what drives a person, motivates a person. So that is really important. And I do feel that the only way, since families are making big differences now in this area of social change, not only with the one-off giving methods that used to happen earlier, but in a systemic way with partnership with the government at scale. To sustain that, one of the most important things that we can do is involve our next generation, make them aware, make them passionate, so that this becomes like this becomes something that is the responsibility of every situation and can recreate our future.
Sumana, you have a unique experience of working with a mother of a family foundation that is involved in teaching, particularly in rural areas. What advice would you offer to some of your peers in the same field?
I think for me, I can speak for what worked really well for me. I think for me, just being involved and exposed to all of this at such a young age and being given the freedom to explore what I was passionate about. I think before I even joined Seekho Sikhao, that freedom to explore what mattered to me and contribute in a way that felt meaningful for me was very important, because I feel like that helped me find my own space rather than get fixed to what my family was thinking about when it came to philanthropy. So just to give a small anecdote from when I was growing up, when I decided that philanthropy was something that interests me, I actually, at maybe age 12 or 13, I decided to put up a lemonade stand to raise some funds. And I was encouraged to do that. And that was, I was made to feel really incredible for wanting to do something like that. And I was encouraged to find my own NGO where I wanted to donate and donate to a cause that I was passionate about rather than something that my parents had already found. So I think experiences like that really help shape someone's views about philanthropy and actually see the value that comes from it. So I think that was huge for me. And of course, for me, I was fortunate enough to have a platform like Seekho Sikhao to delve into soon after and engage with strongly soon after. But I think the next generation, I have seen more and more people be passionate about these causes and want to get involved in the conversation and actually create impact that's not passive, but actually active. And I think conversations like these, spaces like Giving Pai, Dasra, AIP, have created that platform for our generation where this conversation is much more apparent. So I think just finding those opportunities and engaging is something that's very important and has really helped me evolve in my journey. So I think that's something I would definitely encourage others to do, because that really helps broaden your worldview and helps you grow as an individual as well.
Absolutely. And also in the context of Viksit Bharat 2047 goals, I think you can also bring in a lot of values to it, particularly if it is intergenerational, isn't it, Sumana?
Yes, definitely. I think Viksit Bharat 2047, it applies as much, if not more, to the next generation. So I think having an active voice in that and being active contributors in that and thinking about it as part of our responsibility is very important. And I think the perspectives that a combination of the older generation and the next generation brings is invaluable.
Absolutely. Indeed, very well said, Sumana and Anupama. Thank you so much for sharing your deep insights and perspective on a range of issues. Thank you so much for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us.
Thank you, Gaurav. Thank you so much.